Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the point.
Jason Carey. About time to get this thing started.
Running the point. The Intelligent Podcast. Jason Carey, man. It's time to get it going. You know what we do. So, first of all, you know how we always start this thing off. We got to say the grace. We got to say thank you to anybody that's listening worldwide. You take the time to listen to me. I know we're competing for ears. You could listen to anybody, but you chose to listen to us here at the ATL Podcast Network. Let's get into this thing, man. We got some seasons to wrap up. Shout out to all the fans out there. So I wanted to cover something today that we touched on briefly. If you listen to us on the morning show, I appreciate y'all listening to that too. The morning show is Morning Coffee Swig every single morning, 7 to 10 on IBNX Radio. Y'all continue to do that. But we covered this, and you may have missed it, you may have caught it. But let me get a piece of it. It's jump ball today. I'm still learning, and it's dope. I'm still learning, and it's dope. A man of my age or my peer's age, you know, through the time, people, I always talk about self-awareness all the time. You hear me talk about self-awareness. And I realize that I'm still learning about me. It's stuff about me that I still learn all the time. And I'm constantly be like, you know what? I don't like that. I realize there's certain things that I will accept from people, how I'm going to be talked to, how I'm going to be treated, how I'm going to talk to other people. And it may have changed from maybe 5 years ago. It may have changed from maybe 10 years ago. And I don't know if you guys are doing that self-reflection all the time, but this week I was thinking, you know what? That's new. Me realizing it. Now, I may have been doing this all the time, all along. But I just realized that I'm doing that, or I'm accepting that, or not accepting that, and why. I think that's the new part of the discovery. Discovering why I am accepting that. Or people, my peers or friends, or you know what? I'm okay with what I've learned over time, especially being in this industry, that you do a lot of auditioning, you do a lot of hey, am I good enough type stuff. You do this all the time. And I look back on my life and be like, you know what? I was trying to fit a mold some way, somehow. Or trying to get somebody to like me for one reason or another. And that don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. You know, people gonna like what they like. And say, going back with the audition thing, they're looking for what they're looking for. So either you was looking for me or you're not. And that's okay if you're not. And I think it's the same thing goes in, relationships, dealing with different individuals. You are constantly, I think you're constantly learning about yourself and how you interact in a relationship with a person, and maybe be it intimate or even in a friendship. I got friends that I don't call and haven't called me in forever. But I feel no kind of way about the fact that we haven't talked on the phone. Because we both busy or whatever, but I know how they feel about me, how I feel about them, and it's okay. It may be a time in life where you might have felt funny about that, though. Be like, you know what? You don't never holler at me. And so when they do holler at you, you be like, what, you need something now? Is that why you holler? You need something? Is that why you holler at me? But we can't be like that. Recently, it was holidays, recently. And I was kind of, sometimes I beat myself up if I go home and don't make the rounds and see all my friends. That's kind of crazy, though. I seen a post on social media the other day, is that I came 8 hours. I drove 8 hours to a city that you stay in, and y'all can't come 5 minutes to the house and try to catch up with me. Yeah. So, you know, this past holiday, I didn't see most of my friends. And I didn't see any of them, actually. And How does that? How, usually I've been upset about it for myself, but now I'm like, it just happened that way. They got kids, people living their life, whatever. That's a new thing for me. May not be new for you, but it's a new thing for me. And I think continuing to learn about ourselves is dope. And some people be like, you don't know that about yourself already? You this age, you don't know this about yourself? The truth is, some people don't know. Some people never learn about themselves, though. That's the thing. Some people never learn about themselves, and it's kind of crazy. I see people make a decision and be like, why'd you do that? That's not even you. Like, you don't like that, or you know you wasn't going to be on time, so why did you schedule it for that time? You never get out the house before this time. I say this about dating sites, and I think I said that on the show before, why a lot of times dating sites don't work for people. Why? Because you have to write the profile. And since you have to write the profile, you write this story about yourself that's not true, and the computer does what it does and matches you up with this other person based on what you wrote. That's why that didn't work. Because either you didn't know yourself or you didn't tell yourself the truth. One of the two. Continue to learn about ourselves. I think that's something we need to do. Continue to learn about ourselves and be okay with it. And I'm trying to think of some specifics. Well, I keep going back to interacting with people, because that's the one that I can realize, I can feel my feelings changing about. Interacting with people and interacting in this industry. I think before I used to have some kind of anxiety when I go to auditions or if I'm filling out a application, which I absolutely hate that process, filling out an application. But I used to have a level of anxiety about it. Now it's like, we just talked about that. What's the worst that can happen? Right? What's the worst that can happen? Learning about ourselves. Continue. I'm still learning, and it's dope. Now, the question for you is, you may have started in a, let's say relationship. So you started in a relationship 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Are y'all the same 10 years later? You the same 5 years later? Do you still like the same things? Do you still accept the same things? That may change. But it's okay for it to change. I think a lot of times we tell ourselves that it's not okay. And I think that's the part that I'm realizing for myself, that it's okay. It's okay to change how you interact with your friends, the people you deal with, your coworkers. You know what? You come in here and fuss every day at work. I don't like it. I don't like it. So you know what? I'm not going to be around you no more. Because every time you come in, you're negative. I just learned about myself that it makes my day easier if I don't hear that from you. That's real. In my professional career currently, there were some things that I had to decide that I wasn't going to accept from the people around me. Because I work hard, and I'm always trying to innovate or create an opportunity or go after something. And then I see people around me or attached to me not doing the same thing or not going as hard as I'm going. No hard feelings. I just can't have you involved in this. Bottom line, no hard feelings. I can't do that with you because you're not as invested in it. You don't work as fast, as hard, as long, you know. I just can't deal with you. Because I tell people all the time, I got a 24-hour clock. I'm working. So you'd be like, what time you want to do it? When are you available? Let's get it done. You know, prime example, studio. Getting in the studio. Oh, my God. You know, man, how many engineers be like, well, I'm getting kind of tired. Tired? Man, we ain't going to get this day back. Let's do it right now. What? We here or we got access. Let's go get it done. Truth be told, that's the delay on some of the music for me. Now, it ended up being a good break, but that's really the delay in the music was getting them in the studio. That's ridiculous, honestly, because that's what you say you do. But what I learned about myself is not to get upset about that. I just don't deal with them no more. And I keep pushing until it's somebody I can deal with on my level. And again, when I say on my level, people be like, oh, you thinking highly of yourself. I ain't saying that. When I say on my level, I'm saying that I know the level of work or energy I'm going to put into something. Add the type people or have the type people around you that's going to meet or exceed those things. That's it. That's it. And be okay with it. Be okay with it. So I guess you ask yourself a question today. Are you still learning? Do you know everything there is to know about you? I'm going to say no. Most often. Because there are some situations I ain't never been in. You never been. If I got stranded in the woods right now. No cell phone. A book bag. A pocket knife. Can I survive? I don't know. Would I ever have to do that? I don't know. But guess what? I want to take survival classes. I do. For what? Just because it's something different. It's something new. And it may come in handy somewhere. I may learn how to make something crazy with my bare hands. You know. So again, that would be something new. I plan to do some skydiving next year. Never done it before. But I have no clue how I'm going to react once I get up in the plane. Still learning. I think I'm going to be fine. Because I'm a thrill seeker. But I just ain't never done that yet. So I'm going to do that piece. How am I at? I don't know, man. So I think we go around thinking we know ourselves pretty well, which we may. I think some of us go around not thinking about it at all, though. That's the other part. I think you just assume you know yourself. Just assume. I say don't assume. I say push yourself to those limits. My man, Dichotomy, we had him on this show. And I don't know if anybody that follows Dichotomy Poetry, you can follow him. That's the homie. But you see him doing those Spartan races. And he always talks about pushing his body and his mind past the point that he knows it can get. He doesn't know how far he can push his body until he does it. So he might do two in a day. You know, I think he had a challenge of doing 8 this year or something. I believe that's what he was doing. I think he did 6 last year. He just challenged himself to do a couple more this year. So it's like, that's the thing. Pushing yourself. He ain't got no clue what his body could do. But now he knows because he's done so many of them. So I think that's the other piece of this. It's probably pushing the limits of our understanding, pushing the limits of our emotions, pushing the limits of our intellectual capacity. Because we don't know. I didn't know we could do this until we did it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I never knew I could shoot a movie until I shot one. First time I did a radio show, I had never done a radio show. Now I'm pretty nice at it. You know? But again, I'm still learning. And it's dope. And I think we all need to take a page out of that and say that to yourself. I'm still learning. And it's dope. The second part, and it's dope, is about accepting it and being okay with it. That's really what that second part about it. Because some people think it's a bad thing if they say they're still learning about themselves. That'd be crazy. To say that it's a problem, but you're still learning about yourself. Let's continue to do that. That's my thing. And I just wanted to continue that conversation about learning about ourselves, about being in tune with each other. That's the other thing, being in tune with each other. I think the part of self-awareness is knowing how you interact in certain environments and situations among certain people. Because I know there's certain people, I'd be like, you know what, I ain't going over there because me and them don't vibe. Instead of forcing myself in that situation, be like, I don't vibe with that person. Don't go over there. Eliminate the challenge. Eliminate the issues. Certain people I don't tell certain stuff. I don't talk about certain stuff with them. Why? Because I'm not going to enjoy that conversation. or they're not gonna, they're gonna try to debate me or something like that. I'm like, that's not why I told you this. I didn't do you this. I didn't tell you this so we could debate or for you to try to prove me wrong or something like that. I was like, not accepting that again. But that may be something I've learned about myself over the years. So let's do that. Let's continue to learn, man. Continue to think deeper about ourselves, why we do things, how we do things. Because then I think when you do that, you can kind of plan for yourself. One of the other things I say before I get out of here, I always say protect you from you. I always say protect you from you. And if you know that you are always late, or if you know that you don't like to iron clothes, something crazy like that, like, you got to prepare yourself for all those kind of situations. That means you probably need to buy more wrinkle-free stuff because you don't like to iron clothes. So you have mad Hagar slacks in your in your wardrobe because you don't like to iron. But again, or if you're not a planner, I'm a planner, dude. Like, I plan things. A lot of times, I plan it down to the second a lot of times. And I don't like when people throw things in, like monkey wrenches in the game. Although it happens, sometimes you got to play, you're playing cushion in. But I don't like when people do it because they're not thinking. I'm like, you didn't plan for that. That was terrible. The fact that you did that, you didn't plan for it. And now it's impacting me. We're not going to vibe on that. We're going to have a problem at that point. Because I probably thought about every single scenario except you, because you weren't part of it. But anyway, just want y'all to get into that, man. I just want to talk about that a little bit more on the podcast. What we thinking about, man? I'm still learning, and it's dope. Running the Point with Jason Carey right here on ATL Podcast Network.